For a second day, trucks are blocking two main roads leading to border crossings between Kosovo and Serbia. That's after overnight gunfire. Tension's been rising in northern Kosovo since the arrest of a former policeman. He was part of a mass resignation of Serbs from Kosovo's police force last month. They were protesting plans to ban license plates issued by Serbia and replace them with ones issued by the Kosovo government. The Serbian president is demanding their release.
It's important that Dejan Pantic and many other Serbs are released because they do not have any evidence against them whatsoever. That is the key point. They manufacture the indictments against them.
Kosovo's prime minister has warned violence won't be tolerated.
The peacekeeping mission in Kosovo is supposed to create a calm and safe environment, which also means to have freedom of movement. The blocking of public roads with heavy machinery by criminal gangs that shot at police officers is not acceptable and should not be repeated again in the future.
Serbs living in northern Kosovo have mounted armed attacks over government plans they consider anti-Serbian. The European Union mission in Kosovo says a stun grenade was held at one of its armoured vehicles on Saturday. The bloc's rule of law chief called for dialogue.
There's a new proposal that has been tabled by the European Union with support from France and Germany and also the United States. And the focus should be on that now. The focus should be on talks, on negotiations.
Kosovo declared independence from Serbia in 2008 after a war from 1998 to 1999. But some Serbs in the breakaway republic say they're being marginalized. Kosovo's president postponed local elections in the majority Serb northern region until next April, after Serbs said they'd boycott the polls. Barbara Angopa, Al Jazeera.